That is not a standard index, but each scientist has a rating. I can set the acceptor... No, the rejector would be better, to throw out all the cards above any given rating. If we take out all ratings over 700, we will have only the highest of the geniuses. How many do you suppose?
I have only a vague idea. A couple of hundred, perhaps. If too many, we can run them again at a higher level, say 710. But there won't be very many, since there are only two galactic ratings higher than 750. There will be duplications, too. Such people as Sir Austin Cardange will have two or three cards in the final rejects.
QX, we'll want to handpick the 50 anyway. Let's go.
Then, for hours, bale after bale of cards went through the machine. Thousands of records per minute. Occasionally, one card would flip out into a rack. Rejected. Finally,
that's all, I think. Mathematicians, physicists.
The librarian ticked off upon pink fingers.
Astronomers, philosophers, and this new classification which hasn't been named yet.
The HTTs.
Kinnison glanced at the label, lightly lettered in pencil, fronting the slim packet of cards.
Aren't you going to run them through, too?
No.
Those are the two I mentioned a minute ago, the only ones higher than 750.
A choice pair, huh? Sort of a creme de la creme. Let's look them over.
And he extended his hand.
What do the initials stand for?
I'm awfully sorry, sir, really.
The girl flushed in embarrassment as she relinquished the cards in high reluctance.
If I'd had any idea, we wouldn't have dared. We call you, among ourselves, the high-tension thinkers.
Us?
It was the lensman's turn to flush. Nevertheless, he took the packet and read sketchily the facer. Class XIX. Unclassifiable at present. Lack of adequate methods. Minds of range and scope far beyond any available indices. Ratings above high genius, 750. Yet no instability. Power beyond any heretofore known. Assigned ratings tentative and definitely minimum. He then read the cards.
Warsel, Volantia, 800.
And
Kimball Kinnison,
Tellus, 875.
Chapter 9. Ike and Eresian.
The port admiral was eminently correct in supposing that Boscone, whoever or whatever he or it might be, was already taking action upon what the Tellurian lensman had done. For even as Kinnison was at work in the Library of Science, a meeting which was to indirectly affect him no little was being called to order.